It was, let's say, I was 48. I went to the gynecologist to get, you know, all your women checkups. And that was in March. And they gave me a prescription to get a mammogram because they said I was in my late 40s and they wanted me to get it. They didn't find anything. They didn't feel anything. So no one in my family at all has ever had breast cancer. They all have heart disease. So I thought if anything ever happened, it was going to be with my heart. Like all of my great aunts had all died of heart disease and my grandmother. So that was the last thing. I mean, I never thought of breast cancer and I never felt anything. So that was in March, and in May I was driving to work. My cell phone slid on the floor and it was on the passenger side. And of course me, in case anybody was going to call me, I had to have my stupid cell phone. So I reached over to grab it on the floor, and when I did, my car hit a guardrail. I just kept driving like it didn't do anything. Thank God there was nobody on the side of me, because I really am not a good driver. But anyway, my car on the passenger side, the car door, the part where the wheel is, I couldn't open the door. And I pulled it and I pulled it and I pulled and pulled and pulled. I like yanked it and it came back and it hit me in the breasts. And just, did you ever see the cartoons where somebody gets hurt and then they see stars going around? I saw stars. It hurt. It hurt that bad. So all I kept thinking is, now I got to go home and tell your grandpa that I damaged the car again. So I go to work and I don't call him, of course, not for a while. And I was fine. I just couldn't get my car door open after that. After it hit, it didn't hurt anymore. But within like a couple days, it was like a flat lump. But it wasn't, you know, when you get hurt and you hit something, it turns black and blue. This didn't turn black and blue. So I thought, ooh, something might not be right here. And I just didn't know what it was. So I made an appointment and I went to a breast doctor. And they said, that's not good. And they did a biopsy. I guess I went back like within a week, like after they did some blood work too. And they said, we need to do a biopsy. And they did a biopsy in the office and it hurt. It hurt so bad. And they called me right away and said, you need to come in here. They thought I was in the third stage of breast cancer and it was an aggressive cancer. So apparently whatever had happened, I'm just going to say it was just like for the grace of God that I got in the car accident, because it forced me to get that mammogram, because without that mammogram, I would have never known that this was there. They couldn't even see that on the mammogram. They were just trying to check out what that, you know, lump was. So they told us that it was in the third stage because of the size of it. And they don't know much till they go inside. So that was in May, and I had my surgery done in July. In fact, it was the day before Aunt Jackie's bridal shower. I had it done because I needed to have it done. Aunt Jackie and Uncle Billy were getting married in September, and this was in July. Mm-hmm. So I had to get this done because of the wedding, and it just happened to have been that date, and there was nothing I could do about it. But we had already planned her shower and everything, and her mom knew, you know, everybody knew, but Aunt Jackie didn't know it was her shower. So I had that done. Well, before that, you have to go and you have to get all these tests done. They do a scan of your whole body because they have to see if it was anyplace else. I was lucky because it wasn't anyplace else, but it was an aggressive cancer, so it still wasn't good. And it was what was called HER2 positive. And it's very rare. So not only did I have breast cancer that no one in my family had, I had a HER2 positive that was pretty rare. It was hard. It was really, really hard because I have like my life is like flashing before my eyes. Your grandfather and I, we were just devastated. We didn't know what was going to happen. And finally, I had this surgery. I mean, we had ups and downs, you know, times just your emotions are just all over the place. You don't know what's happening. And you have to wait till all these tests are done and everything comes back before you can get the surgery to find out anything. So you're waiting for a couple weeks to find out if you're going to live or die. That was really, really rough. And you were the only grandchild. And I was like, I can't do this, you know? So we did a lot of praying. And I had the surgery. We decided to have it removed. Because they go down and they check all your nodes, your lymph nodes in your body. And they check, and they could check like the first 10 and the 11th one could be bad, you know. So we opted to have them all out, and that's what fights, you know, infection in your body. Like here, this I have this on my finger, and I've had this for about a week, and it's just a little paper cut. So this side heals a lot slower because of the lymph nodes. I had them all removed because I didn't want to take a chance. So when they went in, they found out that, thank God, what happened was there was a lot of calcium deposits that had built around this, so it was bigger than they thought it was. So I wasn't in the third to the fourth stage. I was in the first stage, which was good. But in the meantime, I had to have chemo, and I had to have it 3 times every 2 weeks, and it's called dose density chemo. Every 2 weeks for 4 weeks, I had to have this chemo. My first chemo was on August 18th. The chemo is cumulative. So like this week, I might have it. You know, I'll get it like this week. And then I'll feel fine. And then the following week, I get it again. And, you know, I feel a lot worse because from that one and then the second one, go into your chemo more, it gets worse. It just tears your body apart because chemo kills everything, even the good cells in your body. So I lost my hair. I lost my eyebrows. I lost the hair under my arms, my legs. I mean, I lost hair everywhere. And that's hard, waking up and finding just clumps and clumps of your hair coming out. And I would just cry. I just cried. But everything seemed to be okay. I mean, so far. Then after the chemo, I was so excited to get my last dose of chemo. And the oncologist walks in and he said, I want you to do 4 more rounds of chemo. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. It makes you feel like someone is taking your bones and literally grinding them. And I would get this on Thursday. And I was fine Thursday. I was fine Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I couldn't move. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I would feel better, and then I was ready to go back into the next round and start all over. For the first couple years, I would go every 6 months to the oncologist, and they check your blood levels, and then you go to the breast doctor, and, you know, she would still check. And now I go once a year to both, and they just check me like that once a year. You wake up every day, and you just go, thank you. Thank you. And you go to bed at night and you say, thank you. Could it come back? Yeah, but my chances are like anybody else. I'm not happy that I had it at all. I am happy that my life changed. I'm happy that life's constant change. This forces you to do it faster. You know, I mean, even though I was in my 40s, it forced me to grow up and look on the other side. There's a life. And say, wow. I had Grandpa and I. My mom did nothing but cry. And I didn't want to talk about it with the kids. We would just say, you know, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you say, no matter how old they are. Even your mom, you know, they were a lot older. They were older than your Uncle Billy and your Aunt Stacy. And say, things are going to be okay. It's all going to be good. And your grandpa, it was basically just me and your grandpa going through this. And like I said, we did a lot of crying. Did it make me feel better crying? I don't know. That I can't answer. I don't know. But I definitely value my life now. And not that I didn't before, but it's like I said, it's different. It's different. I mean, just watching all the grandkids grow up, I cannot believe you're 16. Like, it's like I blinked and you were 16. And I love just watching you guys all grow. Like, it's just amazing. It's a wonderful feeling because, like you said, I'm not happy I had it, but I can see life with different lenses on now.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to ask.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm going to cry.